USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social following the High Court's decision, announced Wednesday to hear the immunity arguments and make a ruling. The FAA is giving Boeing a 90-day ultimatum to address its quality and safety concerns. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Following a day-long meeting on Wednesday, it was reported that an FAA-commissioned investigation revealed a disconnect between the company's leadership and its workforce on safety matters. The investigation also highlighted employees' concerns about potential repercussions, such as reassignment or limited career advancement, for reporting safety issues.
Both President Biden and former President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border as controversy over the handling of the immigrant influx continues. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is set to visit Eagle Pass. The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a deal Trump opposed. And President Biden's physician confirms his fitness for presidential duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The medical summary indicates no new concerns. The president opted out of a cognitive test, the White House citing doctor's advice that it was unnecessary. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is declaring a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which has consumed 500,000 acres since Monday, is anticipated to expand even further. According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, this wildfire ranks as the second largest in the state's history. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday, saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. After the November elections, the 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker said he will step aside from his role as minority leader, but will serve out the rest of his term, which ends in January 2027. McConnell is the longest-serving Senate party leader in American history. Chrysler recalling over 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees thanks to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and maybe causing drivers to lose control of the vehicle. The recall encompasses 2021-23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022-23 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.